Hi, I'm Yvonne Halling at bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and today I'm going to talk about juggling your business with your family and why compartmentalizing your time is key to doing this well to stay out of unnecessary stress. Many of my clients have young families to take care of, as well as running a bed and breakfast, guest house or inn. So let me share with you some of the time-saving tricks they've learned and ones I learned too when my children were young. So tip number one, plan ahead on everything. This means planning meals, cooking in bulk and using a freezer. Decide which days of the week you'll get things done and which days you'll take a break. Plan ahead for school holidays, weekends, family holidays and other important events in your personal life. Be ruthless with your time. That means having a daily, weekly and monthly schedule that you stick to, which includes everything that needs to get done. Daily means what time you'll get up, what time you'll eat, what time you'll play with the kids, when you'll spend time with your spouse and what time you'll go to bed. The reason that we resist planning is because we become addicted to the stress of living chaotically. There's a kind of chemical reaction that goes on in our bodies whenever we feel stress. It's called cortisol, and we become addicted to the high of it, and it's difficult to get off, but not impossible. It's simply a decision to do things differently and then follow through. Discipline is freedom, although it will feel really restricting at first as our bodies resist the new behaviour until we settle down to order and peace, and that becomes our new normal. Tip number two, get help with as much as you possibly can. If you don't have cleaning help, get some. If you're spending time doing laundry, can you find a way to send it out to a professional laundry or get someone else to come in and do it for you? If you've got a cleaner for your guest rooms, could you extend their work to include your private areas? Don't get bogged down with your own personal housekeeping when you have able-bodied people who can do it for you. They'd probably be glad of the extra money anyway. Could you outsource your own laundry too, or at least the ironing if that's taking up too much time? Make a list of the things that take up your time and look carefully at how you could get someone else, either paid or unpaid, to take on some of them. Sometimes, especially as women, we feel guilty about not doing it all ourselves, but this is not necessary. Ask for help and expect to get it. You simply can't do it all. Tip number three, incentivize your children to take responsibility for themselves and their own spaces. Encourage them to take part in the general running of your family. This makes children feel grown up and build self-confidence and self-esteem. I learned firsthand how disempowering it is to do everything for our children out of what we think is love, but it's really about us and the need to feel needed, right? Your children already need you and love you. You don't need to provide them with endless opportunities to prove to yourself that you're needed. A parent is always needed. Tip number four. Remember to take care of you. Even though you have a family, a full-time business, and perhaps a relationship to take care of, the most important person in this equation is you. If you've enjoyed this video and you'd like to know more about how to streamline your business so you can free up even more of your time, then register below for my upcoming masterclass, where I'll show you how to make more, work less, pay less commissions with less stress. Click below to register now, and I'll see you there.